League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, we're back with a company called Talga Resources. The managing director is Mark Thompson. He's going to tell us all about what the company does. Talga Resources is actually a technology materials company with a unique and simple and cost-effective process to liberate graphene and nanographite directly from deposits in northern Sweden. But I'm sure there's more to it than that, Mark.
It does start with the highest grade graphite resource in the world. Graphite is a type of crystalline carbon, and this is the material that you make graphene from, graphene being a single layer, technically. So this is the wonder material that was discovered by scientists here in the UK that people have had problems commercializing because of the lack of supply in big volumes of the quality that's needed.
So the problem is not the applications. We know what to do. We know what we can do with it. It's just actually finding the stuff.
It's one of the most heavily researched materials on Earth. There's literally thousands of patents being constructed worldwide. It's probably there wouldn't be a university program anywhere in the world that isn't working on it. And actually, there's been a lot of companies also working on commercializing the graphene into a product. So there's actually quite a lot of technical work being done. The problem's been the lack of supply.
And what, I mean, just give an idea of what these multifarious uses are, because it is quite exciting, isn't it?
It is almost sort of can make everything better that doesn't grow on a tree. Essentially, plastics, metals, it applies so widely that is one of the holdups for it, is trying to focus on the best products to come to market. We focus on four areas. One of them's energy, which is that making batteries charge faster or last longer, which is a pretty popular subject.
So the iPhone, which could last a month, is what we're looking for here.
Pretty much, as most of the new battery technologies that follow lithium iron, things like lithium sulfur, lithium air, which have had quite a lot of media attention recently, these have been shown to be technically feasible. Most of them are using graphene in some way to make them work. So most of the new battery technologies that would fix those problems use graphene. But this has only been done on the on an academic sort of level and research level. What they're looking for now is the suppliers to bring them up.
But just to make it clear, you are a sort of an add-on or a facilitator of lithium batteries.
That's
right?
One part of what we do. So out of the four sectors, energy is one of them, which is things like batteries. We can also do things in with fuel cells, making fuel cells more efficient and more cheap, which will affect a lot of lives for energy production in some parts of the world. One of the other main ones is coatings. Now, coating sounds like it's just paint, but actually inks, things that you can actually print electrical circuits, but they're made of non-metals. They're made of carbon. It means they don't rust. It means they're flexible. So you can actually have conductive printed circuits that are not using things like copper and other metals. Plus, you can actually affect paints very heavily, so you can have coatings that are non-corrosive and conduct electricity at the same time.
So this is all new stuff. I mean, this wasn't in physics lessons at school.
It's actually a sort of an upgrade on current materials. So for example, I've got a plate here. This is some mild steel which is rusting away. The way to stop that from rusting is to dunk it in chrome. Most chrome is hexavalent chrome is carcinogen, and so this paint, of course, is nothing new. That's a 40 million ton a year current market. But to actually, I've got a little light globe here. I can sort of just show if something's conductive or not. So if I just hold this there, so you can sort of see that there's
You hold it up a bit more, then we can see the light.
So in this case now you've got conductive paint. So paint is a current market. Making it conductive means you can make it warm up a room, or you can have printed circuitry basically in the coatings of something itself. So its current market's being updated to perform better. Is what it is.
So many applications, so many people interested, so many sectors interested in what you're doing.
There's concrete, for example, can be shown to be 50% stronger with the addition of 1% graphene. So the problem is then you need a lot of volume for that. That's one of the world's biggest carbon emitters is the cement industry. So by taking some of that volume out, by making the material stronger, that's a current market with a current additives market, but graphene does it better than anything else that's been made so far.
Right, so you're digging this material up in northern Sweden.
Yes.
Is this likely to be a profitable exercise? Is there a lot of demand? Have you been affected by the downturn in the mining sector? Questions like that.
Well, certainly if you've got exposure to graphite and graphene in particular, you've got a leg in the technology sector or advanced materials. So it's a little bit insulated or more popular, I guess, than standard commodities. It's a new breed of mine. We produce the graphene without any crushing or grinding. So with the ore is so rich, it conducts electricity by itself. So we're able to use that in a special way to produce the graphene cheaper than anyone else. Capital expenditure required for the project, just under $30 million Australian. Very cheap because it's the highest, super high grade, highest in the world, and because there's no crushing or grinding, you've thrown a lot of the costs away that you normally have. So we see these as a new breed of mines where you bring the technology from the products and the processing all together with the right deposit, and that makes something that's not a standard commodity story. Now you've got exposure to all the material industry.
Right, and do you have experience in the traditional, I mean, what's your experience? Because obviously people in small companies or smaller companies or speculative situations, it's always about the management, isn't it?
Geology background, of course, lots of finance and corporate governance within the board. We've also got some board members with technology experience from things like wave energy, for example. It's true, though, that you have to change. You have to add more experience, particularly on the commercialization of technology. We have about nearly a dozen people now full-time in Germany, several more in Sweden, and about five or six in Australia. So collectively, we have about 20 full-time employees now. And we've bolted on quite a lot of those skills within the company. And I guess in future, that'll also happen at an administrative level.
Yeah. Right. You're listed on the ASX. The ticker code, as I think I said before, was TLG.
Yep.
Are you any plans to come to London apart from visiting Tip TV and saying hello? And
well, with the European operations, it's nice to be able to pop in and do things in the UK sector. We're currently trading in Frankfurt as a little secondary type listing and a little bit in Berlin. Obviously, being a European story and quite a growth story across the technology sector as well as materials, at some point, it probably makes a lot of sense to come here. Whether it's on the UK exchange or somewhere else in the Eurozone. But for now, Australia's been quite cheap and efficient. And I guess as we're growing pretty fast, we'll look at those options.
Right. The other point is, is this a gold rush to graphene? I mean, a lot of other companies, a lot of competition for you. Is it a feeding frenzy? How would you describe the space at the moment?
I'd say back in 2012, following the lithium boom of 10-11, then that was followed by the graphite boom. And certainly we were early, but we were very early, in fact, really before that boom. Since then, there's been a lot of companies come into the space, probably over 10 times the amount of companies that we had back in 2012. But they're very much limited by their deposits to one particular narrow market, which is, say, for example, a battery market, whereas this spans a greater load. So we still see ourselves as quite unique, both from the grade of the deposit, the technology and the processing, and the products we put out. So regardless of what happens with those guys, we have our own pretty profitable markets to work with.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Very glad you came to see us and explain about this. Mark Thompson, Managing Director at Talga Resources. Pleasure to speak, and come back again when you've got some more news.
See you then. Thanks, Zach.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.